The first filing, backed by Republican State Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles, argues that some of the administration's orders violate what's known as the Administrative Practices Act. Quarles says the language guarantees the public and General Assembly a greater say in the process.
Asking for common sense and the opportunity for Kentuckians to have a voice during rulemaking isn't that much to ask.
The commissioner filed the case alongside Evans Orchard and Cider Mill in Georgetown. Family farmer Jenny Evans says the U-Pick Orchard and 96,000-square-foot playground have sought to comply with the state, but the rules have been unclear and arbitrary.
So it's just been frustrating, I guess, because you fought so hard and the family has, we've owned, you know, we've had this farm. And I mean, this is about protecting our farm. That's all there is to it. And we want to open safely to the customers and protect our family business.
Meanwhile, other businesses, including child care centers, are also seeking an emergency restraining order against the state. Melanie Barker with ABC Children's Academy in Bowling Green says without the action, Kentucky's child care industry is in danger of folding. The court challenges come as the state battles to contain COVID-19 cases, which are seeing an upswing across the country. Governor Beshear has said a spike may cause the state to pause the restart, but so far the administration has kept to its reopening schedule. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.